Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, August 9th, 2013, and today we are discussing the G20 summit set to take place in St. Petersburg, Russia, September 5th and 6th of this year. President Obama was supposed to attend that summit, and as you know, it is a meeting of the world's 20 largest economies. President Obama will attend the summit, but he will not do a one-on-one meeting with President Putin of Russia. He will not have their bilateral summit with just the two of them. This is because of Russia's grant of asylum to Ed Snowden, the NSA whistleblower. Mr. Obama very upset about that and said he would not meet with Mr. Putin because of that. He had to cancel this meeting, he said. There are other issues, of course, dividing the U.S. and Russia, such as the U.S. missile defense shield in Europe and Russia's support of the Assad regime in Syria. But primarily, the issue is Ed Snowden. President Obama went on The Tonight Show to make his case. The Tonight Show has made jokes about him recently, but he went on that show to make his case. He said he was, quote, disappointed by Russia's grant of asylum to Mr. Snowden. He said there have been times where they slip back into Cold War thinking and a Cold War mentality. Well, that makes me wonder who is the country here who records the telephone conversations of everyone on Earth and who reads every email on Earth and photographs every letter. That is what I would like to know. But anyway, Senator Charles Schumer, Democrat of New York, said he welcomed President Obama's decision, saying Putin was, quote, acting like a schoolyard bully and doesn't deserve the respect a bilateral summit would have accorded him. Well, with respect to Mr. Schumer, who is the schoolyard bully here? Who is trying to bully the other country into doing something even though there is no extradition treaty between the countries? Well, I guess Mr. Putin was, as Jerry Lee Lewis would have put it, all tore up over this. But actually, he did say that he was disappointed. Yuri Yusakov, Putin's foreign affairs advisor, said it reflected America's inability to develop relations on, quote, an equal basis. Other spokesmen in Russia said that the U.S. has intentionally avoided an extradition treaty with Russia because they do not want to return Russian defectors. So why should they have it any different this time? A member of parliament, communist member of parliament, Ivan Melnikov, said, quote, the CIA doesn't want to be put to shame and look like a loser. Well, that's their problem. Okay, what do the two sides want from all this? The U.S. has to meet with Russia, as Secretary of State Kerry and Secretary of Defense Hagel will be doing this week. In fact, today, Friday, they will be meeting in Washington with their Russian counterparts to discuss Russian cooperation on transit routes out of Afghanistan. The U.S. has to have Russian cooperation to get its troops out of Afghanistan across Russian territory. And they will also be discussing Russian cooperation concerning Mr. Assad in Syria. But I imagine the main topic will be Ed Snowden. What does Russia want? In short, Russia wants moral equivalency with the United States. The U.S. would never have returned a Russian defector because to do so would end defections. The same is true for Snowden, but at the same time, not such a big deal would have been made about it. Not so many Russian demands that he be returned. Now Russia can be seen on an equal footing with the United States morally and on human rights. Russia, the defender of human rights, the U.S., the abuser. Well, a very stupid call from the U.S., in my opinion, a very stupid move all the way around in handling this affair. What should we have done? Well, when Snowden was in Hong Kong issuing his statements, why not just simply issue a statement saying, come home, Ed. All is forgiven. And by the way, thanks for pointing out all the lawbreakers in this country, and we will give you immunity, and yes, we'll give it to you in writing. Now Mr. Snowden would be safely back in the United States, and he would not be at the mercy of the KGB interrogation teams in Russia. That's the way I see it, folks. Friday, August 9th, 2013. Until next time, This is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.